Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Boyd reaches third base with a triple. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Caffey. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to second. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive to left field. Niemann throws towards Miranda. Miranda fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miranda. Strickland scores. Avila moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann moves to third. Two outs. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Caffey strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a line drive towards third. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser misplays the ball. That's an error on Breidweiser. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Wynn moves to third. Caffey moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila is walked intentionally. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Goodman scores. There goes Niemann trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing left field. George Zivarink now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for George Strickland. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Maris pinch hits for early win. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Orioles, 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Roger Maris now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing third base. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. George Zivarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zivarink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, tags Boyd, and throws to second to double up Goodman. Here's the throw to first to get Zivarink, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Brown. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is walked intentionally. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Bud Daly. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Cal McLish now pitching. Al Smith now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk moves to second. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-2 in the game. Breidwesser strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris strikes out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Caffey now playing left field. Al Smith now playing right field. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Zovarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovarink is 0-for-1 in the game. Zovarink hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-3 in the game. Breidwesser hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Caffey is walked intentionally. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 5 for 6 in the game, with four singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for George Zavarink. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Lehman now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lehman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lehman. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0 for 4 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lehman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lehman. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish bunts towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 4-for-6 in the game, with three singles, a triple, and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 5-for-7 in the game, with four singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith bunts towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Lehman reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wirtz. Lehman scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.